They left me on the state of emergency as you can get from behind me now. There are too many people now. They are very much convinced and happy that they have fought the good fight for which the state of emergency is lifted, and everybody is gradually moving around and happily doing what they are now doing. It brought about a kind of walking out of jail after you have not committed a crime for which somebody had to hold you back and tell you to not do X, Y, Z that you normally did. And so it was spreading on people. It was kind of a strange situation for many young people who normally found that they did it either by night or by moving around. And so they later, instead of emergency, released them of the kind of a stretch it once had on them. And so it's a jubilation within the community.
In a way, Mr. Pompon, do you think the state of emergency had an impact? Because now we hear that perhaps the number of Ebola cases probably is going down. So do you think, in a sense, the state of emergency had an impact?
No, technically, the state of emergency did not play a role in terms of reducing the number of cases of Ebola. What it did is that it just created a situation where people were stuck up and were forced to interact tightly with each other on a very close basis. The state of emergency was not pictured from the perspective in terms of medical attention towards the Ebola fight. And many people like in West Point saw it from the military standpoint where somebody had to die.
During the Ebola crisis, I think there was a lot of international goodwill towards Liberia. What do you think this will do now to the healthcare system of Liberia? Do you think it will improve the Liberia healthcare system?
The goodwill from the international community, like the AU non-delegation of health workers and Egyptians coming to Liberia, will help.
Mr. Pompon, the Liberian military has come up with a report on the West Point incident, finding 5 soldiers guilty, culpable of the shooting that took place. What is the reaction from West Point and your own viewpoint in terms of the findings?
The coming of the report has saw too many demonstrations. They saw protests in 2 days since Monday and Tuesday of this week. Monday, there was a huge protest calling for the release of the commissioner of opposition because he mainly was because of which 3 persons were badly wounded. That included my brother, Professor Kroma, and the killing of Shaki Kamara. So the White House was blaming the situations on the commission and trying to evacuate her parents. But they are still confused because the military court has not been able to establish as to who did the shooting in terms of what happened to Shaki.